Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Nun Vav. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Amud with the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah of yesterday. As you recall, we spoke at length yesterday about the wine processing in the wineries. We spoke about the gas and we spoke about the bar and the whole apparatus. And the main consideration of the Mishnah and the Gemara was, when does the juice that oozes out of grapes, when does it have a status of yayin, so that it can become yayin nesach if this is a gas owned, controlled, and operated by a goy? So our Mishnah said, you know when it can first be called yayin nesach? When it comes down into the bar. As long as it's still upstairs in the gas where it's being tread, and eventually when the koros, the beams, will come down and crush all and press on all of these grapes, and wine or juice is oozing and flowing, all of that is devalgunished. When does it become potentially yayin nesach? When it leaves the gas and goes into the bar down below. And then if you remember, we had in the Gemara yesterday that Rav Huna held otherwise, and we said Mishnah Rishoyna, Mishnah Achroina. We're going to come back to that a little later. But initially, our Gemara focuses on the Lashon of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, when can it become Yayin Nesach? In other words, when does it have the status of Yayin, that it can become Yayin Nesach? When it comes into the bar. Frank Timora, Vatanya. It's really not a Bryce, it's really a Mishnah Mesechtis Maisris in Perek Aleph, where it says Yayin. Now we're not talking about Hilchas Yayin Nesach, we're talking about Hilchais Trumas Umayser. When can Yayin be Mechuyiv in Maiser? What do you mean, when is it Mechuyiv in Maiser? Because we have a famous rule that food items do not become Mechuyiv in Trumas Umayseris until the Gemar Melacha. What is the Gemar Melacha when it comes to wine? Not when you cut it from the vine, when you cut the grapes from the vine. That's certainly not wine. Well, maybe it's when you put it into the gas and you start treading upon it, and now the juice is flowing. No. The Mishnah says, you know, when yayin gets the status of yayin for purposes of giving ma'aser, mishi yakve. What means mishi yakve? Rashi says yakve means sofen hachartzanim. The word yakve over here, elsewhere the Gemara kofoi can mean congealed. But that's not what it means over here. What it means, kofa, is from a lotion of kofa tohoima, which means swimming and floating on top. What is swimming and floating on top? The chartzanim, that is the grape seeds. Even though in the wine wineries, they try to do a good job in filtering out all of the impurities being mainly the grape seeds and the shells, the peels of the grapes, after you've tread upon them and after you've pressed them with the beams, and they go through what's called a gargusni. We'll talk about that a little bit more on the Amud Beis. So it does a pretty good job, but nevertheless, you always have a little bit of schmutz left over. The fancy English term is scum on the top. If it falls to the bottom, it's called sediment or dregs. So when does it get the status of yayin? Mishiyakfe. After the juice has already sat for a while, so that the impurities, the scum, has come to the top, and then you go and remove it. At that point, it gets the status of yayin. Zokti Gemara, so I see that for purposes of maisris, it only gets the name yayin later on. Yet you're telling me that for purposes of yayin esach, it's when it goes down to the bar. So, don't we have a stira in halacha? Omer Rav Leikasha, Sinishka stira, it's a machloikis. Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, Ditnan. It's really not a Mishnah, it's really Desanya. Here, it's interesting where it says Vatanya, it's really a Mishnah, Ditnan. Where it says Ditnan, it's really a Braisa. Anyway, what does it say in the Braisa? When, it's again a Braisa, Tisefta, in Mesechtis Maisris, when does Yayin get the status of Yayin? Such a mechuyev to go and give truma meiser. The non state in the Mishnah, the brayser, yayin mishiyered the bar. Rabbi Kiva oimer mishiyakfe. Yayim when it goes down into the bar, and Rabbi Kiva says Mishiakva when you have that scum coming to the top that is ready to be removed. So these are the very two shittas that we just discussed. The Yayim is shared the bar dusachun to the Mishnah, right? Ain't a nasa, ain't a oisa Yayim, that's a chachier the bar, that's a Tanakam. That Mishnah that we brought from Masechtas Maisris that says it comes Mechuiva Maisa Mishiakva, dusa Rabbi Kiva Mishiakva. Beautiful teretz, works beautifully. There's really no stira. It's a machloikis tanoim. We're going to come back to this shortly. But in the meantime, the Gemara wants to know what's the definition of Misha Yakva. So we already said that the scum, that the seeds, are floating at the top. But where and when are they floating at the top? Iboil hu kipoi debar. Debar means when it's still inside the winery, after all the wine has the juice, has gone down into the bar, and then it stands there for a day or two or three or four, and then after it stood for a few days, then all of that schmutz comes to the top. Is that what we're talking about? Oy kipa dechavius. Maybe what we're referring to is that days later, weeks later, usually the Gemara says that the process of fermentation takes 40 days. Fine. After those 40 days, assuming that it's now ready, presumably what happens now is the head of the winery calls in the employees and says, now is the time to go and empty out the bar and transfer all of the wine into chaviasin, into barrels. And then after the wine is in the barrel, they let the wine settle in the barrel also for a day or two or three, and then you have schmutz coming to the top. Obviously this is a later time. The kifoy de bar is after a few days when it settles in the bar. The kifoy de chavius is talking about a few days after we've already transferred it from the bar to the chavius. And that transferring the bar to the chavius could be days, weeks, months later, depending, of course, on the process of fermentation and this particular winery. So the Ephraimori wants to know, at what point does it become mechuyev in Meiser? Toshima! Again, it's not the sign, it's Titnan. Back to Masechtas Maisris. Same Mishnah that we quoted before. Yayin Mishiyakve, Afal Pishe Kofa, Koilit Min Hagasu El Yoyna Umenatzinar Vishoise. What the Mishnah Masechtas Maisris says. We just said Mishiyakve. Then it becomes Mechuyiv and Trumas Maisris. But guess what? Even though the wine inside the bar is already at the point of Mishiyakva, there is schmutz and scum that needs to be removed from the top of the wine. And if you take any of the wine from there and you want to drink it, make sure you give your trumas and maestris. However, koilet min agas u'el yoina, u'min atzinar v'shoise. He could still go and take a cup and fill up the cup from the gas, which is up above, and from the tzinar, that's the pipe that goes from the gas into the bar down below, and you can still drink without giving any trumas and maestras. So therefore what the Mishnah is trying to illustrate in very graphic, dramatic terms is that you can be in the same winery, and part of the wine you have to give trumas and maestras, and part of the wine you don't have to give trumas and maestras. Anything which is down below, which has settled already for some time, where the schmutz has come to the top, don't even think of drinking any of that wine without giving trumas and maestras. Masha Inkin, any of the wine which is still in the early processing up in the gas, guess what? Koilet min hagas, min hatzinar, v'shoyse, you can drink. Make sure, of course, you make a bayir priya gufen, but after that drink, you do not have to give trumas and maestras. Okay, so now, says the Gemara very straightforwardly, Shmamina, kipui debar kamrinin, shmamina. It's obvious then from the Lashon of the Mishnah and from the context that we're not distinguishing between wine that has already been transferred from the bar into the chaviasin, into the barrels, because if that's the case, we wouldn't be contrasting the wine which is in the gas and the wine which is in the barrels and say, well, if it's in the barrel already, yichayv trumas ha-maisis. If it's still 30 days earlier, 60 days earlier, or whatever the period of time is, when it's still in the gas, then you're not mechuyev in trumas and maisis. That's the chayda, you know, it's somewhat like apples and oranges. These are totally distinct places. This is in the winery, and this is when it's already finished in the barrel, presumably to be transported to the store or to the home or to the wholesaler, the retailer. Moreover, the fact that we are distinguishing between the wine and the gas, and the wine, in assuming that we were talking about the chavias, what about that wine which is down in the bar? In other words, if you're telling me that the pshat in that mishiyakfe, you're talking about the kipui, the chavias, so you're saying, if it happens to be in the gas, you don't need to give trumas maisis. Once it hits the chavias and it's already kafa in the chavias, where you have the shmutz that you're going to remove, then mechuyev and trumas maisis. But in between there, what about all the wine which is down below in the bar? So therefore, says Rashi, it's crystal clear by this contrast between the gas and the yakfe that we're talking about yakfe in the bar. And therefore we're saying, as long as it happens to be up above, gunish. Once it gets into the bar, wait until it settles. Once it settles and the shmutz starts coming up, it's now yayin for purposes of the Hilchus Trumas HaMaisus. So Shema Mina, keep it the bar, Kamrinan, Shema Mina. Very good, so we have been poshed that Shala, that Mishiyakfa is not Yakfa in the barrels, but Yakfa inside the bar. Frank Timur. Vatari Rav Zvid B'Divei Rav Oishia, Yayin Mishiyered Libar V'Yakfa, Rav Akiva Oimer Mishiyash Libachavi Hois. What's going on over here? What Rav Zvid learned from the Brice of Rav Oishia, and we've had often that Rav Chiya and Rav Oishia, when they compiled their brises, similar to Rabbeinu HaKodesh codifying and compiling all of the Mishnayos, so those brises of Rav Chiya and Rav Oishia are considered to be the most authentic, the most reliable of all brises, because apparently there were a number of people that were collecting and compiling brises at that time, and those Rav Chiya and Rav Oishia are considered to be almost bulletproof, if you will. Okay, so what does it say in his brisa? The machloikis that we brought before of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, how did we characterize that machloikis? So going back to the sixth line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbanan, Titnan, which is really Desanya, says in the brisa, Yayin, when is there Chiyav and Trubas and Maisris? Says the Tanakam is Shiyer Labar. As soon as it hits the bar, Chuy the Maisr. Rabbi Akiva said, No, Mishiyakva. Let it settle a few days in the bar, and then when it develops that schmutz on top, then it's mechuyev in trumas hamaisus. Yet in the brayz of Rabbi Oishia, he doesn't say that. He says the Tana Kama says yayin mishier the bar v'yakve, which is really what Rabbi Kiva was saying up above. Rabbi Kiva, instead of saying mishiyakve, which remember means yakve the bar, that's how we just concluded shema mina keep it the bar. He says, no. You know when it's mechuyev in trumas hamaisus, mishi yashle. Yashle means when you transfer, when you pour out or empty out all of the wine which is in the bar, and you transfer it to the chavias, then it becomes mechuyev. So in each case, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva of that previous braisa, this new braisa says, you're wrong. In each case, you have to add a little bit more time. According to the way we had it at the top, on the sixth line, according to Tanakama, when is Mechuyev Trumas HaMaisis? As soon as it hits the bar, Mishier Labar. No. Mishier Labar, V'yakfa. You gotta go and wait another day, 3 days, 6 days, a week, 2 weeks, until the wine settles down below and the scum comes to the top of the surface. So obviously that's a major difference in time. And Rabbi Kiva, where we quoted before, once the shmutz comes to the top, then it's already mechuyev and trumas hamaisis. No. It has to be after you remove all of that, and presumably you still let it settle for at least, I don't know, 40 days, whatever, until it ferments. And then you transfer it to the chavias. So in each case, it's a later time when the chiyev of trumas hamaisis is triggered. So make up your mind. Is it like the first version? Is it like the second version? says in Torah, "Tanami lahakamaisa hochi." He says, "You're right. The point that you made is excellent, and we're going to rely on Rav Oshia, not on that earlier brisa, and therefore go back kamaisa, meaning to the 6th, 7th line from the top of the Amid, and tirtzanami. Teretz means from a lashon teretz. Amend that brisa lahakamaisa, that first brisa hochi." And we repeat like the second brisa which we just brought in the name of Rav Oshia. Mayayim sheir lebar v'yakve, Rav Akiva oyim emishi yash lebechavius. Okay, so then there's no problem, no stiris of brises. Both brises now say exactly the same thing. We have amended that first brisa to add in each case a later date. Not mishir lebar sap, mishir lebar v'yakve. And when Rav Akiva said, mishiyakve, no. It means later on, obviously, it's not just a question of chesurim mechzer v'achitani. We're making a major surgery with respect to Rabbi Kiva because we're taking out Mishiyakva when the wine was still inside the bar and the shmutz developed on top. And that's not the shir. Shir is when we transfer the wine into the chavius and into the barrels. Okay, so far so good, but now we got a problem. What's the problem? Let's go back to our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? It only becomes Yayin Esach when it hits the bar. So are you going to go and try to amend our Mishnah as well? You know, Mishnayis, we try not to unless we have to. Habraisim Amelet doesn't have that same level of authority and reliability like a Mishnah. So therefore, in the Braises, it's easier to amend if I have a problem. But I don't want to amend our Mishnah if I don't have to. And what does it say in the Mishnah? When does it become Yayin Nesach? Achir the bar. Oy bazoy, when we ask this at the outset of today's daf, that our Mishnah argues that the other Mishnah Mesech is Maestris. Then our Mishnah says, when does it become Yayin Nesach? Mishir the bar. But the Mishnah Mesech is Maestris said, no. Mishiyakve. And we said Mishiyakve means keep oy in the bar. Oh, so therefore this is a choira. These two are now at odds with one another. Before we said, no, shenishver, because it's a machloikis, kivin rabbanon. And the Tanakhama says, yai mishir the bar. Oh, that's just like our Mishnah, yai mishir the bar. But guess what? We've now amended that braisa, and we say it's no longer yai mishir the bar. It's yai mishir the bar, v'yakfe. But our Mishnah says that for purposes of Yayin Esach, you don't wait until Yakve. Once it hits the bar, it's already ro'oi to be Yayin Esach. Let's say that there are three Tanoim altogether. Our Mishnah which says that the Zman is Yair Labar. And then we have the Rabbanon of Masechtas Maestris who say Mishior Labar, the Yakve. And then we have Rabbi Kiva that says Mishiyash L'Bachav Yisim. Heard the three separate Tanoim in terms of three time limitations for it becoming both potentially Yayin Esach as well as the Chiyuv of Trumas and Maestris. Everything more light. You don't have to make three Mandi Amrim, Shani Yayin Esach, Tachmiru Beirabanon. In other words, Yayin Esach, which of course involves the potential, or if it's actually Nisnasech for Avodah Zarah, it's Osoba No Al Tavodah Zarah. Stay away from Avodah Zarah. Ki kel kanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekane against the Oivde Avodah Zarah. And so therefore that's one of the three cardinal sins. Yehorig Val Yaber, stay away from Avodah Zarah. Oh, gotta stay away, so you have to be machmir. So even though the Gabi Hilchus, Tumas and Maisus, when's the Gemar Malacha, either Mishiyakve or Mishiyashle Lechavius, Bechavius, however Yayin Esach, the Rabbanan said, let's make it even earlier. Once it hits the bar, boom, it's already potentially Yayin Esach. Now, Rabbi Yisai, that teretz is a chayr, an excellent teretz. It is such a good teretz. Why, when we started off the Gemara today, and the Gemara asked the Kasha, by uns it says Yayin Esach, Mishir the bar. I in the Mishnah Mesechtas Maisus, it says Mishiyakve. So Rabbi said the Kasha, Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon. Rava could have given a much easier teretz and said, Rabbeisai, ha yayin esach, ha maisris. When you're talking about maisris min ha-toira, mishiyakve. When you talk about Yayin Esach, Achmir Bei Rabbanan. Why didn't Rava give this teretz? On to the Amud Beis. Ula Rava Deloy Shani Lei. Rava that did not make that distinction between Yayin Esach and Maisris. By default, Moikim Leikit Losa Tanoi. He has to go and say that in fact there are three separate Tanoim. Who are the three separate Tanoim? One, Legabe, in our Mishnah, Mishir the Bar. And the other two in Mesechtes Maisris, that one is Mishiyakfe, and the other one says Mishiyashle Bechavis. Okay, Chalach Mishka Breyer, because Rava doesn't distinguish between Maisris and Yayin Esach. He says Yayin is Yayin is Yayin for all purposes at all times. So therefore, he has three mandiyamim. I'm sure some of you are thinking to yourselves, isn't there a fourth mandiyamar? Who's that fourth mandiyamar? We had Rav Huna yesterday. What did Rav Huna say? You know when it becomes yayin? When it starts sloshing around in the basin, in the gas up above. Remember, we had Nun Hayomet Beis right after the Mishnah. I'm sorry?
Yes, remember.
I'm sure. So I'm sure you're all up in arms and wondering why did the Mishnah, why did the Gemara say there only three? I have a fourth mandiyamar. Rav Huna yayin, kiven shehischel lihi moshech, oisi yayin esach. Already in the gas up above, unless of course it's a gas pikuka umaleya. But assuming that it happens to be your normal gas, and then people have started to tread on the grapes, and the juice is starting to ooze, guess what? According to Rav Huna, done. If this belongs to a goy, then we have a problem of Yayin Esach. So this is a much earlier, right? This is still in the gas. And then we had in our Mishnah, Yer Lebar. And then we had the Mishnais and the Brises and Mesechus Maisris, Mishiyak for Mishiyashla. I got four mandiyamrim. Welcome to the party. Why are there only three? There should be four. So this is not my kasha. The top Toysis asks this kasha. Ready? Amayle Nokad Revi. So Toysis. The reason is because yesterday when we asked the kasha on Rav Huna, how does Rav Huna argue with our Mishnah? After all, Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav, he's an Amoida. And the Gemara, remember, answered, because we have a Braisa, Tisefta, that there's a Mishnah Rishoyna and a Mishnah Achroides. Mitzchela! They said one shear. And later on, they said a different shear. But who is the one that switched from shear one to shear two? The same Mandi Omrim, the same one that said in our Mishnah Rishoyna, that the shear is Mishiyeh Lebar, he's the one that holds, according to the Mishnah Achroina, when it's still in the gas and it's flowing from top to bottom in the gas, like Rav Huna said. Ah, so therefore, it's all one Tana. You're right, it's a different shear, no question about it. However, the same Tana of our Mishnah that said Mishiyeh Lebar, he's the same Tana that said Mishnah Achroina, that is when it's Hischali Moshech from top to bottom. Oh, so therefore, getting back to our Gemara, when we see that the Gemara says we have three Tanoim, and Tana number one is the one of our Mishnah Yair Labar, so think parenthetically that that same Tana is only by the Mishnah Rishoyna. But by the time we got to the Mishnah Achroina, he changed his mind, they changed their collective mind, and it's no longer Mishnah Labar. Now the Shir is when it is Nimshach Melamala Lamata within the Gaz. So that's the same Tana, so to speak, even though it's a different halacha. Initially, we thought it's Mishiyeh Labar. Afterwards, Mishnah Achroina said, no, even when it's still in the Gaz, and it flows from above to down below in the same Gaz.
Quick question?
Yes, even two quick questions. Yes, Barry, what's Basta?
Yeah, you said lightheartedly that when you taste it, you're still allowed to stack in completely Meister. And you made a lighthearted comment, don't forget to make a break for your gut then. I was wondering, at what point does the juice of grape require a break for your gut and instead of shackle? Is it totally the same thing?
Yeah, worked out very well. The guy who did it was
Shelly.
Shelly,
you put yourself on mute, Shelly.
Disaster and crisis.
Shelly, could you mute yourself so we can hear my shirt?
It's good. It's more interesting what Shelly was talking about. Anyway, again, for purposes halacha lemaisa, you have to either look in Shulchan Aruch or speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. To my mind, I believe that as soon as you squeeze out the juice, just like we make very pre-guffin on grape juice, that the same thing applies to halacha, even if it's the first juice that is coming out. I don't think it's halacha of shahar. But I cannot tell you halacha lemaisa.
Okay.
Anyway, getting back to, bearing in mind, of course, if you were squeezing out oranges, make a bracha of shahakal on orange juice. So you're thinking to yourself, so maybe the same thing should apply. However, yayin, of course, is in a category of its own, where you have a bayir pre-guffin, and I think that that's ready from ab initio. So next time you start squeezing out grapes, go and consult the Shulchan Aruch or your competent Orthodox rabbi. Getting back to our gemara, mashu bebor osur v'hashar mutter. That's what we had in the Mishnah, right? Whatever was in the bar, again, we're going Mishnah Rishoyna, the juice is now in the bar. Osir means if it's a winery that belongs to an Akum, to a Gentile, what's the din? Din of Yayin Esach, Vashar, but anything which is still up above in the gas and has not hit down below into the bar, still is Mutter. Same winery, same room. The upper apparatus, the lower apparatus makes no difference. Up above in the gas, what's the halacha? Still mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Even though some of the juice inside the gas has already gone through the hole down below into the tzinor, into some pipe of some sort, and that tzinor now goes into the bar. What's in the bar has a din of yayin esach. What's above, nishtah. Amar Avuna. Ravuna was obviously very interested in these halachas. We had Ravuna yesterday, we have Ravuna again. Lo yishanu elish lo yehechzir gargusni legas. Aval hechzir gargusni legas osur. What is this all about? Gargusni, as we said already earlier, is what we think of today as a filter or a sieve. However, it's not one of these sieves that has these tiny little holes, but rather, it's Rashi says, a salgodoil, shekosher betzina. I'm looking at the Rashi in the fourth line from the top. Vahayayin yoidman hatzina, tzina is a pipe, litolcho, into the gargusni, into this filter, into this basket. Umitoycha lebar, kidei lesaneng, lesan is to filter, a word, a filter itself is called a misanenet, a filter or a sieve, kidei lesan mayayin, meizogin vechatzan. And it's not foolproof because some of the Zog Mechatzanim gets through the basket into the bar down below, and eventually it's Yakve, and you have to remove it. And even that is not foolproof because then afterwards, when you remove it from the bar and you put it into the barrels, still Epis is left over at the top. Okay, you do the best you can, but nothing is foolproof in life. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So, what did Ravuna say? Not that there's a distinction between the juice up above in the bar, which is not Yayin Esach, not in the bar, in the gas up above, which is not Yayin Esach, and the juice which has gone down into the bar, which now has a status of Yayin Esach. Two different things. Bar is Aser, Shar is Mutter. Amravunu Eishan Oshle Hechzir Gargusni Legas. What means Hechzir? Hechzir means that you've returned the contents of this salgodoil, this filter, you've returned it to the gas. Why would you return this to the gas? Because since these impurities, this residue of the peel and of the pits, if they've gotten through from the gas into the pipe, the tzinner, which led into the gargusni, the thought is that these gargusni pieces, these the scum, the dregs that are now accumulated in the salgodel may still have a little bit of juice left. So you know what the winery owner says? Rabbi Isai, put them back on the mound and go and press them once again. Because the more times you press, the greater the likelihood is you'll have more juice and eventually more wine. Ay, ay, ay. So if you're taking now all of the impurities that are now inside the gargusni, and you're putting it back into the gas, it's like retrieving them from the bar and putting it into the gas. And the bar already said it has a din of Yayin Nesach, so now you are confusing the two. You're taking out Yayin Nesach from the bar, and in a sense you're contaminating the wine and the juice and all the rest of the stuff which is still in the gas. And therefore, says Rav Huna, when do we make this distinction between yayin up above and yayin down below? That the yayin up above, not really yayin, but the juice up above has no din of yayin nesach. That's because you've kept this machitza, this barrier between the juice up above and the wine down below. However, if you're mixing and confusing the two, how are you mixing and confusing? He's loyhechzeg argus nilagas. He did not return the contents of the filter and put it back in the gas on the mound in the gas up above. Avolhechzeg argus nilagas, if in fact that was the procedure, that they would take out the contents of the gargusni, meaning the remaining residue of the wine peels, the wine shells, and the grape, not the wine peels, but the grape peels and the grape shells, as well as the grape seeds. And now you're putting it back up above in the mound, then it's osur, meaning it also has a status now of yayin nesach. And the Gemara is bothered, because we only distinguished until now between gas and bar. And now we're bringing in this gargusni business. Gargusni gufa b'may kamitzra. After all, if the Mishnah says that, what is the timeline? When is the halach of yayin nesach triggered? Only when the wine hits into the bar. It didn't hit the bar yet. It's still in the gargusni stage. So why do you say that that, in a sense, contaminates the juice up above and say now it becomes yayin nesach? Not true. If you would go and tell me that I'm going to take up the dregs and the scum and all that that's already in the bar, and I'm going to go and drag that up, and I'm going to go and put it back into the gas, then I understand you. But we're not talking from the bar yet. We're talking about from the gargusni. So why is the gargusni now being looked upon as the alter ego of the bar? Zokti mor lechoira, gargusni gufim amayka mitzra, benitzik. Oh, that famous halach of nitzik. What's the famous halach of nitzik? Nitzik means that if you have a stream which connects one thing to the other, it's considered to be like one. The Gemara talks about this, for instance, if you're talking about a mikveh. Mikveh has to have a minimum of arba'im sa'a. What happens if you have two holes, each one of which only has 20 sa'a? However, the upper mikveh is draining, is overflowing, and it's at an incline, and some of that water is now draining to the mikveh down below. If you hold that nitzuk is a chibur, you can look upon these two water holes as if they are one. It's like an extension cord. And now the bottom one is considered to be like 40 saw. It's a more used expression, nitzik vaka tafris. Those two are like extensions, and they are connected one to the other. So therefore the Gemara says, l'choy to the fact that you're saying that the dregs that you find in the gargusni are also asr as if they're in the bar, I'll tell you why. Because as soon as you opened up that hole down below in the gas, and the wine or the juice started flowing into the pipe, which flowed into the gargusni, which flows directly into the bar, so it's all like one stream of juice and wine flowing from up to down below. So even prior to the juice falling into and landing up in the bar, just the fact that it's part of that stream in mid-air going down to the bar, even before it reaches the bar, it has a din of yayin nesach when it's still in the gargusni. Only if your whole nitzik is a chibur. So kibur l'choyre shma mina, nitzik is a chibur.
I will go one step farther and use the wine to the gas. Yeah, because if it's chibur, why are we saying that the gargusni is returned to the gas and it contaminates the gas? If it's chibur, then what's in the bore is already contaminating the gas. It's one continuous stream. Why are we suddenly focusing on this outlet, this filter? It's one long stream. What's in the bore, if that's already contaminated?
So you're saying that the gas should also be yayin nesach. Is that correct?
Correct.
Beautiful.
Is that what we're saying? That's what you just said.
If you return to your gusty, but if you didn't return to your gusty, if you return the filter, it should already be the keyboard.
Tzadikim, Bill, Barry, Brother Shai, and all those others that are thinking of this kasha, you're all mechavim to Toisvis. Which Toisvis? Look at the big Toisvis Gargusni, the fifth wide line. Bill, do you want to read it to us? I want to hear it. You say that the Toisvis is kasha. Gargusni gufa b'may mitzvah b'nitzik shma mino nitzik chibur. Bill, dim toimar.
You are again
Shebegas Mitam Nitzik. Mamish your kasha. If you're talking about streams connecting, so then why don't you say that the stream doesn't start off from the gargusti? The stream starts from the gas. And even the wine inside the gas should become Yayin Esech. That's your point, right?
Right, yes.
So Toisus gives an interesting explanation. As you see, it's a lengthy Toisus, which everybody has for homework. Toisus distinguishes between nitzik and nitzik bar nitzik. In other words, there's a strong extension, strong stream, which unites and is considered to be one. And then you have a nitzik bar nitzik, which is already considered to be a little bit more fragile, a little bit more...
Attenuated.
Beautiful. That's the right word. So if you look for Yishloima, the Shani Hocha, to have a nitzik bar nitzik. The migas the gargusni have a nitzik yachad, the gargusni the bar nitzik shiny. In other words, you look at two stages in this stream. When the stream comes from the gas to the gargusni, it doesn't shoot out immediately. After all, the gargusni has to do its job to filter out the impurities. So, if you will, it kind of settles for a second, a millisecond, whatever, in the sal gadol until it continues to drip out and ooze into the bar down below. So now from the gargusni into the bar, that is now a steady stream. From the gas into the gargusni is a steady stream. But it's not the same stream from the gas to the gargusni as from the stream of from the gas into the bar. Because the gargusni kind of makes a shtickle machitza, Revach Tosimu Bein Eder Uvein Eder, it kind of splits up between the upper flow of the wine, the juice up above, and the flow down below. So, but it's an excellent, excellent question. And the Gemara is saying, even if you hold that Nitzik HaBachibur, if it's only that end Nitzik, not the beginning Nitzik where you have to, it's in two stages, if you will. So the Chayra can be Poishar HaShala, says the Gemara, in other words, why is Igmar telling us this? Because later on in Yetzer Shem, we're going to have a machloikis on Rashi says the Kamon on Daf Ayin Beis. And of course, this is not just a shayla here. This halacha of the Gabi Nitzik appears also in other Gemaras as well. So the Gemara says the Chayka be poishit from our discussion for Rav Huna just said that he obviously holds Nitzik is a chibur. Every morning, now, Kiratani Rab Chia, Shepach Sosoi, Tzlich Isoi, Hachanami, Shepach Sosoi, Boiroi. Just like Rab Chia in a different connection, he said, Pach Sosoi, Tzlich Isoi. Same thing as Pach Sosoi, Boiroi. Now, Rashi doesn't really tell us what's that all about. He says, Mir Shem, we're going to get there, come on, Bahasoicher, meaning on Daf Ayin Beis, which is roughly another 2 weeks. But of course, all of you are dying to know what is this Pach Sosoi, Tzlich Isoi all about. So we're going to learn a Mietchen Dek on Daf when we get to Daf Ayin Beis. And we're talking about two separate bottles and a filter. Not a filter, and a funnel. That we're transferring now wine from a barrel into a bottle. And because the bottle opening is much smaller than that of the barrel, we have this large funnel, and you pour into the funnel, and from the funnel it goes into the bottle. Very, very simple. Now, what happens if you use that funnel initially for wine of a goy, and therefore the wine that eventually settles into that first bottle is Yayin Esech? And guess what? Now you took that funnel, and you're reusing it for Jewish wine, meaning for kosher wine, and you're putting it into a bottle that belongs to a Jew. Put the funnel there, and you're pouring kosher wine from the Chavias through the funnel into the bottle down below. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say in Daf Ayin Beis that the Jewish wine, kosher wine, is no longer kosher. It's Yayin Esach. He used the same funnel. The question, well, what happened? Well, just because you use the same funnel, what's the problem? L'choyre, it only becomes Yayin Esach when it hits the bottle of the guy. But here it didn't hit the bottle, it just went through the funnel that was inside the bottle of the guy. And so therefore the Gemara wants to say, because Nitzik have a chibur, since once the wine hits the bottle of the guy, this bottle, when we sing the bottle of the guy, this bottle was already used in the past for wine, and so therefore it has bliyos of Yayin Esach. So any wine that hits that bottle automatically also now becomes Yayin Esach. I know it depends on whether you hold that it's noisin tam l'shmach, noisin tam l'fgam, but that's not part of our sugya. The point is that once it hits the bottle, it becomes Yayin Esach. That I could appreciate. But you're talking about that the wine didn't hit the bottle, the inside of the bottle. It only hit the inside of the funnel, and then from there it flowed into the bottle down below. And now when I take this funnel and I use it for the kosher wine, puzzle, and the wine all becomes Yayin Esach. Why should it become Yayin Esach? That this wine never touched the goyish bottle. It only touched the funnel, which I'm using for both. So, big deal. Ah, l'choyr is a rai that nitzik is a chibur. Just the fact that it went from the chavis into this funnel, and from the funnel contents goes down into the bottle. So it's not only the bottle that is Yayin Esach, even the wine above in the funnel, which hasn't reached the Yayin down below, it hasn't reached the Kli down below. Who says it did of Yayin Esach? Is a Rayin Nitzik as a Chibur. And the Gemara in Mietz Hashem is going to tell us in Daf Ayin Pei, says Reb Chiya, no Rayin. So we mentioned Pachsosoi Tzluchisoi. What means Pachsosoi Tzluchisoi? Pachsosoi Tzluchisoi means that the person left the funnel in the bottle until the wine down below in the bottle kept on creeping upwards. After all, you're filling up the bottle. And now the wine in the bottle has now gotten to the point where it's now merging with the wine inside the funnel. Because the funnel is twice, a quarter of the depth of the bottle. And now the wine just keeps on going from 0 to 20% to 50%, 75%, 80%. After all, we're filling up the whole bottle. So guess what? Now the funnel itself is submerged in the wine which is inside that bottle. And therefore, in the funnel, now I have Yayin Esach. So it's not because of Nitzik. It's because there's a real merger of the funnel with the bottle, because wine inside the bottle is now wine inside the funnel, because the wine keeps on creeping up until it fills up to the top of the bottle, and now I remove the funnel. I'm sorry?
It backs up.
Very good. It backs up. So bottom line is the funnel now has been used with, not only used with Yayin Esach, has already contained Yayin Esach because of that backup. Ah, so now if I'm going to take that funnel, I put it. I'm sorry?
Is there a bleed out here? This is cold. Why should it be? How's it transferring any type of history?
Those details, Mietz, we're going to learn on Daf Ayin Beis. Whether it's warm, whether it's cold, whether it's ben yoimoy, not ben yoimoy, whether it's this be'en, whether it's nivla inside. But the point of that Gemara is, don't automatically draw the conclusion that Nitzik is a chibur just because wine went through the funnel into the bottle. Okay, boom, it's all Yayin Esach. No. It could be Nitzik is not a chibur. The only time I have a problem with the funnel, if you left it in there for the full 5, 10, 15 minutes until you filled up the entire bottle, where now the wine has crept up or backed up into the funnel, so now the funnel has it at Yayin Esach. Oh, boy, do I got problems now? Take that funnel out immediately before the wine creeps up. Oh, so you see, or backs up. So you see from that Gemara, you don't have a rai of Nitzik Chibur. Says that Gemara, it could be the same thing over here. What does that mean? That you allowed the wine, the juice, to flow from the gas up above. It went through the tzinar. It went through the gargusni. And now you're saying, oh, you see that the sediment, that scum which is in the gargusni, we said if you put it back in the mound, that causes everything up above in the gas also to become Yayin Esach. Says Yomar, no. It could be that we're talking about a situation where there was such a large volume of juice in the gas which flowed down to the bar, that eventually all the juice inside the bar kept on backing up and up and up and up until it hit the gargusni. Ah, so it's not that the Gargusni is a chibur because of the stream, because of the din of Nitzik. It's because the Gargusni and the juice down below are now one and the same, because it's backed up all the way into the Gargusni. Ah, if that's the case, we have no raya, the Gabi Nitzik have a chibur. So now, if and when you took the contents out of the Gargusni and you returned it to the Kas, by definition, some of the contents was already Yayin Nesach, because if you had, we're not saying that the Chatzanim and Zogim themselves are Yayin Nesach, but they are contained, some of the liquid from the bar down below, because the bar liquid has crept up and backed up into the Gargusni, and now you're transferring that to the Kas, that's why it all becomes subject to Yayin Nesach, but we cannot be Poshid Arshala, the Gabi Hilchois, Nitzik, whether it's a Chibur or not. Now the Gemara tells us two stories. The first story is remarkable for the fact that we talk about a six-year-old. And this six-year-old was obviously brilliant, because the Chachamim were asking him, what does he say the halacha is in particular situations? Ahu Yanuka, there was a tinnik, the Tana Avodas Chachamim, that learned and knew Mesechtas Avodah Zarah b'shishani, at the age of 6 years old. A six-year-old Yingala, you would stop him in the street. What are we learning a Daf Nun Vav? What do you mean, what are we learning Daf Nun Vav? According to Rava, there are three separate mandiyamrim as to when something can be mechuyev in Trumas HaMaisris. Same thing applies to Yayin Esach, but that's only according to Rava. However, according to what we had in the Omer Aleph, there's a major difference between Maisris, because Yayin Esach, there were Machmir, etc. He knew his stuff. Code. Entire Mesechta. Okay. Anyway, so he was a six-year-old, a very bright Yingala. So Boy Minei, they asked him the following shayla: Mal lidroich im oivit kechovim degas. Are you a Jew? Is he allowed to be dorech, to tread on the grapes upstairs in the gas on behalf of a goy? A goy owned the winery. The Jew needed parnasa. Is he allowed to go and be doyach together with Oyv Chum Begas? Amlehu, and he responded, yes, dorchim im Oyv Chum Begas. You are allowed to. Pray Timara, how are you allowed to? V'akamenasech biyode. The goy who was dorech number one. Remember, we're talking about lidroch im Oyv Chum Begas. It's not the Jew doing it on his own. The goy started off, and he's treading and banging and stepping on everything. And now the yid is helping him out. Frey Timara, how can he go and be doyach together with a goy? Aye, the goy is menasach b'yodei. He's causing there to be a nisach hayayin. And now therefore the yayin is yayin nesach. Yayin nesach by definition is osir b'hanoah. And if you remember, we had the Rashi yesterday back on Nun Hey Omid Aleph. Rashi says, he's being mistaker isurei hanoah. This Jew who's getting a salary from the winery, what is the salary based on? Helping out in processing Yayin Esach. He is causing the Yayin to become now no longer just grapes full of potential juice. He's now causing the grapes to become Yayin by stepping on them. And because of the fact that it's Osir B'Hanoah, why is it Osir B'Hanoah? Because the Goy is putting his hands in and he is being Menasechit. Don't we have a problem of Isra No over here? Now, of course, according to the Mishnah Rishoina, we said that juice up inside the gas is not a problem because it's not wine yet. And so therefore, you're talking about being manasseh apple juice or orange juice. It's not wine. So there's no problem. However, that's only because we had the Mishnah Rishoina that said, when does wine become wine, or when does juice become wine? When it hits the bar down below. However, Rav Huna, you recall, said, ah, no. Kibin shehischa lihi moshech up above, oisiyai enesach. We asked, of course, Akasha from our Mishnah. And then we said we don't follow our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is Mishnah Rishoina. We follow the Mishnah Achroina. And Mishnah Achroina, according to Rav Huna, as soon as the wine up above, or the juice up above in the gas, starts flowing from up to bottom within the gas itself, already has the status of Yayin for our purposes. Oy, oy, oy. So how can this six-year-old Paskin dorchem oy become a gas? It's menasach biyode. In other words, it's Yayin Esach. the Gemara emphasis Yingala. I'm sorry? That was the answer our Mishnah of yesterday. That was the initial teretz. Your that you're talking about, you just sent out Gas Pekuka Malay, is that what you answered? Okay, so you're doing a beautiful job. So Brother Shai will return momentarily to Nun Hei Amid Aleph. On the final line of Nun Hei Amid Aleph, it says, Dorchim in Ma'oyv Kachavim Vigas, exactly like you said. And Rashi says, on Nun Hei Amid Aleph, the last Rashi, V'le'yamrinan mistakir b'yisuriya nohu, you're even allowed to go and drink it. You want to know what bracha? Speak to Barry after the shir, what bracha you make. But you're allowed to drink it from up above in the gas. No bracha. If you're allowed to drink it, not only is it not osu bano, it's even mutter b'shtia. Avada, what you're saying is absolutely correct. But now let's go to Nun Hei Amid Beis. The last two lines on the Amid. V'chozru loimar. The Mishnah Achrayna says, Ein dorchen moivikom begas. Why mishum the Ravuna? What does Ravuna say? It doesn't become yayin esach when it comes into the bar. It's already when it's nimshach up above. So halacha lemaisa, we're now post Mishnah Achrayna. We ask the 6-year-old and we say, 6-year-old, how can you say dorchen? It says here befeish Mishnah Achrayna ein dorchen. That's the kasha. Just like you pose it, Brother Shai. Ever the Gemara it's talking about says this Yingala, you know when I am being makel, you can be doirech. It's talking about that his hands are tied, literally, his hands are tied behind his back, in front of his back. In other words, that the hands cannot go and lower themselves into the juice and be menasechit. How are you menasech? Says Rashi, by being mishach sheikh, by stirring it up, by mixing it up. He can't touch the wine. He can't touch the juice. His hands are tied. Literally. No problem. Freitima, okay. But what about Nisba Hakim and Asaf Beregel? He's certainly touching the juice down below with his feet, because that's what he's doing now. He's treading on it. He's trampling on it to cause the grapes to ooze juice. No, isn't that also Nisich? Said the 6-year-old. Nisich to Regel, Loishmei Nisich. Nisach of Regel is not considered to be Nisach. So therefore, he can go and tread on it 100 times. He was not Menasach. Do you want to be Menasach? You have to do it Biyad and not Beregel. Oh, L'choyra good k'enfit. So therefore, what is now the status of this wine which is in the, that we just talked about now? This Tinnik is saying it's Mutter Bahano. No problem. He does not say that it's mutter b'shtia, he just says that it's mutter b'hano. And the reason why I'm bringing this to your attention is because we're going to talk about this further in a moment. Now the Gemara brings another story. How Uvda, a story, the 6-year-old went to back to Cheder, that took place in Nehedo, and we all know that Shmuel was in Nehedo, right? Here in Lay Shmuel in Nehedo, Kir Shmuel de Rekia. I'm sorry, Shmuel Zerkia, Shmuel Nehedo, thank you. But Lamaisi knew both of them. So therefore, Shmuel lived in Edo. The Doshi Yisrael Vayvichav Lahu Chamra. Now here, since Yisrael comes first, the winery belonged to the Jew, not to the guy. Okay? And both the Jew is now hiring workers to help him out in the treading. So you have Yisrael Vayvichav, that were treading Lahu Chamra, for Shehaya or Shehia. Shmuel Flosser Wrigley. They asked now Shmuel, what's the status of that juice? Presumably, since we're talking about Flosser Wrigley means the Sholesh Regolem. Eventually, this juice went from up above into the bar. But remember, it's a Jewish-owned winery. And we're assuming we're talking about an Erlich Yid and not a Jew that we had yesterday in the Mishnah, a Yisrael that was Oise B'tumma. They were talking about a Jew that did everything Altaris HaKodesh, but, you know, he had to give Parnassah to some of the Goyim, and he had Goyim going and do the Dricha together with him. And now, the Shaila Kippim in Erdo, am I allowed to go and drink from this wine? Am I allowed to have Anor from this wine? And Shmuel did not want to Paskin initially. but rather he waited Sholesh Regolim. Why did he want to wait Sholesh Regolim? Says Rashi, because typically pre-Sholesh Regolim, all the rabbis would get together and they would have an opportunity to go and schmooze in learning, and therefore Shmuel would be able to ask him the Shaila because he wanted to hear the deos of the other rabban. Now the question is, what day was he looking for? Was he looking for a chumrah, or was he looking for a kula? And that's what the Gemara now addresses. My time, why did he wait the three regalim to answer the question whether this wine now is osir or mutter, bishtia or bahana? Now, as we'll see in the Gemara, there are three possible psokim, piske halacha, that Shmuel could issue. If he wanted to be really machmir, he could say it's osir bishtia and osir bana, across the board. Not only are you not allowed to drink from it, you cannot have anah from it, and therefore just pour out the contents in the Yam HaMelech or somewhere else. Osir, osir, osir. On the other hand, maybe it goes the other extreme. Maybe you can go be matir, not only bana, and also bishtia. That would be the other extreme. And of course, the middle of the road would be that it's osir bishtia and mutter bana. Don't drink it as a Jew, but you can go and sell it to the goyim and make, hopefully, some money on it. So those are the three possibilities. The reason why I'm introducing that is because we'll see in the Gemara that, in fact, there are three separate deos in the Tanoim. Each one of those three possibilities are going to be the three Tanoim. So, for example, in my time, why did Shmuel wait the three rigli? Ilein mishem de kasover, is it because he held? Dimashkach the Tana di osar, kireb nosin, oisrinei afil bano. I, Shmuel, hold that it's osir, not only osir bishtia, but even osir bano, and I want to be able to find if anybody paskins like this Reb Nosson. This Reb Nosson, of course, is a Tana, as we'll quote in the Braisa. So I'm going to meet now all of my colleagues, the other Amayroim, and I'm going to say, do you follow Reb Nosson? Don't you follow Reb Nosson? After all, they didn't have a Rambam or a Shulchan Aruch in those days, and so therefore Shmuel wants to know what's the Das HaKol of the other Rabbanim. So, is there anyone that holds like Reb Nosson that Asr? This sign we learned in the Braisa. Madadu, Bein Biyad, Bein Beregel, Yimocher. Reb Nosson Oimer, Biyad Osur, Beregel Mutar. Madadu means you want to determine how much wine is there in the barrel. You, for instance, are a seller of wine, and you're selling it by volume, 5 gallons, 20 gallons, 50 gallons, and you notice in your chavias that a quarter, a third, whatever has already been purchased, and now you're selling somebody else the remainder, the balance of the wine inside this barrel, and you want to know how much to charge him. So if he measured it, ben biyat, that means he extends his hand into the chavias, till the bottom, and it goes all the way up twice to his armpits, and he knows that therefore that's 2 feet long, and 2 feet long based on the circumference of this barrel, he knows, that means it is a volume of 5 or 10 gallons of wine. Yes, Brother Shai, you're saying something?
No.
Okay, so that's biyad. You can also have beregel. In other words, he doesn't want to get his hands dirty, literally, so he puts his leg into that chavias, hopefully he cleaned it before, and now he takes out the leg and he sees that the wine goes until his knee, or whatever. And based on that, he knows how much he is selling and how much to charge. So what happens now? If someone was moided, now we're not talking about a Jew doing this, we're talking about a goy. The owner of the wine barrel said, hey, Billy, Willie, Johnny, do me a favor. I need to know how much wine we're selling. Put your hand in, put your leg in, and let's see what the story is. Says Reb Nosson, biyad, if you put in his hand, then you can no longer go and sell it. Because now we're assuming that when he put his hand in, besides measuring, he also was mishachshech. Mishachshech means that he moved and shook his hand around, and as a result, now the wine has become yayinesech. Ay, ay, ay. It's awesome. He put in his regal and his mutter. And so therefore,
stick,
that's a very good question. That's the case of the makel. That is not our question today. If you go a few lines further, tomorrow we're going to talk about what happened if he took the bottom, the end of a lulav, and he touched the wine. We're going to talk about this more in the future. But today we're only talking about the Yad V'Regel, and the reason is because Le'matzanu Yodenu V'Ragleinu B'Bismedish, we have to know what the Psak Aluch is, Le'gabi the Yad and the Regel. So Reb Nos, the Tanakama noticed that it makes no difference. Maddu Bing B'Yad, Bing V'Regel Yimocher. What's the reason why? Because the Tanakama is not Choishish for the problem of potential Yai and Esach. He said, all the guy is doing is measuring. Give him a break. He wants to see whether it goes up to his wrist, it goes up to his elbow, to what? And the same thing for the Yimocher. It's certainly mutter bahano'a. You can go and sell it, no question. But Rabbi Nosa said, oh, no. If you put him biyad, it's asur. Asur not only b'shia, but even bahano'a. But regular is mutter. So therefore, is that the Tana that Shmuel was trying to find out? Do the other Amiroim agree that Reb Nosson is correct, and therefore Biyad is Asur, and therefore I'm going to go and issue my Psak, Asur Behano'a. Not only Asur Beshtia, but because the Tanakhama said Yimocher, which is talking about not drinking, but selling. So Reb Nosson said, no, Biyad is Asur to go and sell. That means he's old as Asur Behano'a. Oh, is that the reason why Shmuel waited 3 regalim to hear this Psak? So tomorrow, Eimed Yom Reb Nosson Biyad, Beregel Mi Omar. What does the Gemara mean? Because the Gemara didn't tell us. However, this is the same story as the Tinnik. What was the story of the Tinnik? That he had his arms tied, his hands tied behind his back or in front of him, and therefore you couldn't touch the wine. If in such a case you can't touch the wine, the only thing that touched the wine then was the regel. Getting back to the case, back on the Amid Beis. How uvda the dosh Yisrael va'oyved kachavim lehu chamra, they were treading on the grapes, making the wine, but the arms were tied behind his back, just like in the Tinnik case. So there's nothing to talk about. The Yad certainly didn't touch it. If the Yad didn't touch it, even Reb Nosson would agree that if the only thing that touched it was a regel, there's no problem. Zoktimar eimed yomer Reb Nosson biyad. He was talking machmir biyad. Yeah. Don't sell it. Asim b'hanot. But if you only touch it with your feet, even he agrees. Look, Reb Nosson, Oyma Biyad, Asa Beregel Mutter. So why did Shmuel wait for 3 regalim to try to find out? Do we pass like Reb Nosson? Even Reb Nosson is makel in such a case where it's only Beregel. Ela faked. The reason why Shmuel was waiting is the Mashkachna Tana Dishari Kireb Shimon Ishraya Filibishtia. There is another Tana, the Tana of Reb Shimon. Who's the Tana Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That holds that even the maga of a goy in wine, where he's not mechave lenasech, is not a problem. See Rashi about 6 lines from the top. Kirb Shimon, the shori maga shalei v'chovim shalei niskav lenasech. Even if the goy touched it with his fingers, with his hands, with his arm, even if he jumped into it, the ganze ramach ivorim v'shesor gidim. If he was not mechav lenasech, all he's trying to do is measure the wine. No problem. He's not being menasech wine over here. He's measuring wine. So give the guy a break. And therefore he holds not only is it mutter behanor, it's even mutter b'shtia. No problem. The bishkach natana d'shori kereb shimon, ishraya fil b'shtia. Not only I'm not going to say that it's osir b'hanor, it's not even osir b'shtia, it's mutter b'shtia. So Rabbi Shmuel was looking for a heter for this wine cellar, where the wine is produced by both the yid initially and the goy treading on the grapes, does it become osir b'shtia and osir b'ano, or is it mutter b'shtia and mutter b'ano, or is it in the middle yimocher that it's mutter b'ano but osir b'shtia? But Shmuel wanted to find out, can I find a kula, someone that holds like Reb Shimon, that not only is it mutter b'ano, it's also mutter b'shtia. The Maisa, apparently, since the Gemara doesn't tell us who Shmuel found, apparently he wasn't able to find anybody that was Mekel to the extent of Reb Shimon. So therefore, it blibes an Iboyet Le'ifshita, and therefore says in Halacha, the presumption based on this Gemara is that it's Tak Asa B'Shtia, but it's Mutter Beha No'a. Now how is this case different than the Uvda of the Tinoik that we had before? So if you look at the bottom toises on the Amid Beis, Nun Vav Amid Beis, have Uvda Ben Erdor. Oy Merid Lo have a Mamish Tun of the Yinoka. It's not exactly on all fours the same case. Why? Dahu Yinuka Lo have a Shokel V'Tori El Mishalei Banor. the only shaila that was really posed to the Tinnik was not about drinking the wine from that winery, only whether it's mutar or not. Whether the person can be dorech and take a salary. What was the shaila? The bar, or yishalev v'chavim. Leishari al-banah, there's no question that the bar inside this winery is full of yayin, and once it hits the bar, it now becomes osir, even before then, even in the gas, and becomes certainly osir b'shtir. The only shayla is the gabdanah. The only hefter that the kid gave was, since the Akam put his hands behind his back, he didn't touch it, okay, not no yayin nesach to be osir bano, but it's certainly osir b'shtir. Shmuel wanted to be mat even b'shtir, like we just said, now you want to learn like Reb Shimon. Why then do we bring the two Gemaras back to back? There are different fact patterns. Because both cases are talking about that the hands were tied, and therefore you only had a nisach beregel. What is the effect of nisach beregel? Said the Tinnik, that's not yayin nisach, and therefore it's mutar bana. Said Shmuel, since here the winery belonged to the Jew, I wanted to say that not only is it mutar bana, I like the paskin like Reb Shimon, that it's even mutar b'shtir. But I couldn't find anybody that jumped on the bandwagon and said, yeah, let's be makel, not only b'hanah, but even b'shtia. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai Mitzvah, to be continued tomorrow. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.